Sorry there. I wasn't watching where I was going. Are you all right? It's nice to meet you too. I've heard your name around the school before. You're quite famous as a new transfer student. I'm Izumi. Feel free to call me Izu. Everyone in the school calls me Izu these days. I was just staying behind after school, cleaning the art room a bit. Normally I have some classmates for the art club today, but because we're currently in the process of getting a new art room, I thought I would stay behind and move some old art supplies into the old art room, to use as a sort of storage room, I guess, for now. Speaking of, are you here for club activities? You were just about to head home. I see. You should get going then. It gets pretty dark soon, and it's a bit dangerous at night in the streets anyway. Well, it was nice having this chat, but I do have to lug around some supplies around. Do I need help? Well, if you do have some time, I just need to move some old art statues into your old art room. If you are willing, could you help me move some of them? Come on, it's not too far from here. Just down the hall and to the left. So, how are you enjoying the school? I see. You're not wrong. It's pretty nice. I mean, this is coming from a club president of the art club, but they are pretty lenient here. Anyway, here we are. Sorry for the dust. It hasn't been cleaned up for a bit. You find it nice? Really? Most people find it scary, even. A lot of horror stories surround this art room for some odd reason. I couldn't know why. Horror stories. What's so scary about this art room? Well, some say the mannequins in this room are way too realistic. Some say they're real human beings who are trapped here. Sorry, did I scare you? I thought you looked like the type who wouldn't be scared easily by these things. Again, they're just silly old horror stories. Why do I have these mannequins in the art room? Well, before we can use real art models, I would dress up these realistic ones for the club members to draw and paint. They look pretty, don't they? Creepy? I guess from your point of view it does. Well, thank you for the help. I do appreciate it. Before you go, I have something for you, actually. Oh, it's just a little gift. Thank you, gift, for helping me. You know? Shh. It'll be fine. It'll just take a bit to set in. What's wrong? You look scared. Well, for For one, the drug I injected you with will stop your fine motor skills. You'll become like a doll. You'll become my new model. It was too easy as well. Really, you are way too naive. Honestly, I dreamed of this day. For me to be able to take you for myself. I even had some well thought out plans to lure you to my place. I thought it would be quite a challenge. But it was honestly way too easy. I love you so much. And this is why I'm doing this. But I'm sure you don't mind, right? I mean, it's not like you have any other choice anyway. So many people fell into this little scheme. And you're my newest plaything, my model. I mean, those horror stories weren't exactly stories. They were just the truth fabricated. You see those models over there in the corner? They were once human. Until I drugged them and turned them to my little model. Before they died. To be honest, I lied when I bumped into you. We've met before, just not without your knowledge. I've been blabbering so much, haven't I? Well, I should get back to the new art room and grab some things I left behind. I'm just gonna leave you here. Trust me, no one comes here besides me. Any sane teacher student wouldn't dare to come here anyway. It's been abandoned for a long time. I didn't lie to you, by the way, about the new art room being moved. It's just a little misdirection. Now, don't go anywhere. I'll wait. You can't. I'll be back soon, love.